there and welcome to our special edition audio here for O'Brien Real Estate for our sales team. Dean, we've got a really important conversation now because we're at a really pivotal time in the year. Getting into spring is an important part for any agent, but particularly this spring because we've seen some lower volumes over the course of this year and we expect to see some more properties coming to market. How important is it for agents at this point to be prospecting as much as they can for their September and October and November auctions?
Josh, you know, the market at the moment has been a difficult one in Melbourne, and I think it's really important that our agents get a clear understanding that, yes, there might be a feel of momentum out there, but what it does is to take hold of that momentum, and the prospecting is now more important than ever. We were lucky enough to have an economist come in from domain.com.au about 3 weeks ago, and they actually expressed that, you know, the Melbourne market's been probably the hardest market in two decades, 25% less listing opportunity. Yet with all the changes and the safety of the government where we are now moving forward, it doesn't mean it's shifted and say, okay, we can breathe easy. It means we've actually got to go harder on prospecting and get our prospecting technique really, really on song in a real clarity of what we want to get out of it with intent.
Yeah, I think that, Dean, this is a really important stage in that, you know, the first part of a market is it's an expansionary phase, which, you know, we kind of grew the brand on. Everything was going up in terms of prices, and it was, I wouldn't say it was easy to list, but it was easier because, like, you're in a position that you weren't exactly having tough conversations at the point of listing. That expansionary market led into a contractionary phase. We've been through that over the course of the last 18 months, and that became more difficult because all of a sudden you were, you know, some real tough situations where people were potentially selling for less than what they'd purchased properties for. And you're now into what we go and call a slow burn recovery. So we've had two interest rate reductions. A lot of the media reporting, particularly in the Australian Financial Review, that we've potentially got another two interest rate reductions ahead. And that is kind of an interesting phase because they're really trying to stimulate the retail sales and the car sales environment, which is all about consumer sentiment. And for a lot of sellers, they're kind of sitting on their hands saying, you know what, Dean, we think we might just wait because if we wait another 3, 6, 9, 12 months, all that's going to happen is my property price is going to go up. And so you've kind of got a bit of a hope and a bit of a feeling that those that maybe don't understand how an economy works are probably in a position that they're thinking, oh, well, this stimulus is just going to mean the market's going to kick. But really, the reality is that a great agent will focus more importantly on the problem of the client rather than just those that are opportunistic or aspirational in their nature in wanting to try to sell just to make a lot of money. So, Dean, you know, one of the big things that we focus on here is like problem, timeline, destination, finding out what the client's problem is, going deep to get clear about which of those problems have a clear timeline, like having a baby or a job relocation, and then being in a position that we get very clear about, you know, selling them into something, getting clear about the vision. Why is it important for an agent at this point to really know those people in their pipeline, particularly around their problem and their timeline and their destination as they go about their prospecting?
Josh, you talk about problem solving. Well, that's actually the job of a real estate agent, isn't it? I was talking to a few agents yesterday and we've been running our numbers really, really deep and understanding them clear, but we've been in a lot of appraisals over the last 30 days, but that hasn't actually ended up in great listings. And I think a lot of the time is because we've got these people out there that want to see where they sit in the marketplace, and the agents often come back a little bit frustrated, a little bit annoyed, but what they really haven't done is actually find out why they're in there and actually find out what problem they're trying to solve. What they needed to do is just go a little bit deeper with the client, ask some great quality questions, and actually find out, are they here to see where they sit in the marketplace, or are they genuinely here to see that these people want you to help them take them to the next move? You know, we have the client customer base, whether it be marriage, whether it be financial gain, financial loss, we all know our customer types at O'Brien Real Estate. But are we utilising that skill set and have a clear understanding in that appraisal to actually find out where this customer sits in their timeline so we can assist them to get them to the ETA quicker?
I think this is an important part because, you know, one of my favourites is that prospecting is an all-time thing. It's not a sometime thing. And I think that as a great agent, like one of the things that you should be committing to is just a really simple 45-minute call session. And that 45-minute call session every day is just really about driving up the calls, the connects, but most importantly, the appointments. And I think that a lot of agents, you know, kind of confused with having to do call sessions every day. But really what we're looking for here is to get appointments because, Dean, there is a massive correlation between getting face-to-face with people and those people that sign agency agreements and contracts and actually get offers across the line. So that's going to be an important part, for I think, for a lot of agents is just to say, okay, first things first, get the priorities right. Like these are the things that are critically important, you know, as much as you can about staying focused on, you know, helping people to make some much better decisions to get that result. One of the key things that we've seen seen a lot about is about measurement. And one of the things that's really helped, and we've seen a lot of teams turn the corner on it, and that's about, you know, making sure that they're actually measuring each and every week for month to date for their listing sales and income. And on a week-to-date basis, the buyer appointments, market appraisals, and listing appointments. I know we've seen people like Jai Reid, we've seen the Boyles, for example, that have been in a position that they've been making sure, and Jared as well, they've been making sure they've been reporting those numbers to me each week. But we've also seen some significant turns in their businesses and them writing some of the best numbers of their career. Dean, why is it important for people to pay attention to these core numbers, and is it purely just about adjustment that allows them to keep themselves on track?
It's interesting because what we actually found, as I said before, is that a lot of people are getting frustrated, but what they're not doing is actually keeping key targets and measurements of their maps, BAPs and LAPs. You know, all our agents in the last 12 months that have grown have always been accountable to their maps, BAPs and LAPs. It's not as if they want to do it, they actually need to do it, because the measurement is actually for the future growth. And it's interesting, you talk about Jai Reid, and like he's one of our finest and youngest, and has also been nominated for Your Change Agent, which is really exciting for O'Brien Real Estate. But his key quality is his accountability to his key measurements every day, not just at the end of the month, not looking back. He looks on a daily basis. He makes it routinal, and he masters that routine.
And I think that the important thing about it is that, you know, sometimes people don't set a target because they're afraid they're not going to hit it. And I think that that's a really junior kind of way to look at it, because I want to set a target and then learn aspirationally what it's going to take to make that happen. And I don't get, you know, in a position that I get unhappy about that, or I get in a position that I'm demotivated by it. I'm actually more motivated by it by saying, okay, who are the mentors in the group? Who can I catch up with and have a conversation with to say, hey, Dean, can you help me with that? What would it take? How do I get that extra listing on board? Or, you know, what can I take my business principal, my director with me to a listing presentation to make sure I actually win the business? You know, so I kind of start thinking in new and better ways about how to generate those leads and those opportunities. And I think that this is the big thing for people is that if you don't have a target, there's no way you're going to achieve it. And like, I mean, to say, what do you think happens if someone just walks in and writes a million? It doesn't work that way. At the end of the day, it's really about the number of customers that you successfully serve. And the person who sells 30 properties a year successfully serves 60 customers, 30 buyers and 30 sellers. The person who serves sells 100 houses, you know, serves 200 customers. So to me, Dean, if you've got that level of momentum, you can't be saying, hey, do you want to get on the phone? I don't really feel like it. No, you've actually got to be making that happen as much as possible. And there's just a massive correlation about getting that measurement right. Dean, one of the challenges is also too that whilst some of the media is reporting, and it's close to 32% less stock on the market right now coming to market in terms of new listings in the Melbourne marketplace, there actually is a little less stock than this time last year. Why is it important for people to still be focusing on making sure that they do manage the owner expectations? And I think that this has been a bit of a challenge. We have seen some auctions that have sold well above reserve across the market in both Melbourne and Sydney. And I think that maybe some vendors are thinking that their reserve prices can now start going up rather than starting to adjust to the current market conditions that we're in.
Look, we had our summit just last week, and it was exciting to see one of our key writers actually present at that, and that was Tanya Nevin-Jones. Tanya made a statement, it's a great one, that our job as agents is actually to protect our vendors from the market. And that's not always about a market's declining. That's also a market that's actually going up, because expectations go up a lot quicker than the market goes up. And yet, our job is to get them to their ETA as quick as possible for the very best price, is that sometimes we need to have real, genuine conversations, but the consistency of those conversations with real case studies and real stories is really important. So she made a really good statement how she serviced the clients, her expectations, and then I put that together with a key agent, Matt DeWan, who's one of, if not the best director in the business. His routine with vendors is it's not an option. Vendor reports every week on the same time, same date, then also vendor meetings straight after that. So therefore, and he's a guy who actually turns over nearly 200 properties a year, but never misses a vendor report, and it's part of his business daily. So his vendor reporting and vendor meeting each week is actually protecting the vendor from the market, whether it's up, where the market's going up or the market's declining.
And I think this is the key skill, right? It's about learning that the big opportunity is in expireds and withdrawals. You know, like, you know, there's still something like 30,000 properties available for sale in Melbourne right now. So it's not like there's no houses. But one of the key parts about that is learning that anything that isn't sold that's already been on the market for longer than 30 days is definitely in a position that it's not priced correctly, because the newer stock that's coming to market is selling in a much shorter period of time. And so our job is to make sure that we go and repitch and we remarket. So this is the time to be talking to those owners about maybe taking the property back to auction, maybe changing the marketing, maybe being in a position that we adjust pricing, that we do something different with the photography or the videography and getting those properties back into market and getting them ready to sell. Dean, that's a really important skill. What I would get every agent to do is just to review their existing stock, have a quick look on all of those indicators of interest, you know, the inquiries, the inspections, the second appointments, the contracts, the offers that we've seen. And if they're in a position that they're not getting Section 32 requests, if they're in a position that they're not getting offers on those properties, then they actually do need to get some price reductions and they do need to get those properties repitched at a marketing level. Now, Dean, if you're finding that difficult, is it okay for you to take a director or a senior agent with you back to go and see that owner to repitch, to reposition, to get the property to go back to market?
Is it okay? It's very important you actually do that. The being part of O'Brien Real Estate is not about trying to be the most independent real estate agent in there. It's about being interdependent. And interdependent is today's society. You know, expectations are higher, skill sets are greater. So utilise what's around you. So whether it's a number one agent in your office, whether it's a key director, whether it's a property manager or a BDM to come in and adjust to assist these our clients moving forward, you use every resource that you've got possible to you, because being independent is actually fool's gold. But being interdependent within the organisation is actually what's going to get you to the next level. And I think that's really important. But Josh, I also want to talk about, when you talk about those withdrawn properties, we had a very successful case study just in the last week where we had a withdrawn property. Team Boyle had a withdrawn property about 3-4 months ago, but yet the momentum in that price range where they wanted to be had gone. Now, a lot of agents will forget about that because they think that they failed that vendor before. They spoke to them and said, look, you know, we've got opportunities here. We've had a great story about we've got X amount of offers. We had 3 buyers that missed out. Can we bring them back to you through your property? And of course, because of the relationship and the continuation of not only other withdrawn properties or existing properties, but their own withdrawn properties is really important, which they got it back to the market and got it sold for the price that the vendors expected, with a little bit more on top from that market. So understanding the customer's needs and understanding the current marketplace is really, really important.
So Dean, as we come to the close in today's audio, if you're in a position that you are an agent right now that is out of momentum, and you've got to get into momentum because it's very important, and you know, you've kind of maybe found it a bit challenging over the course of the winter period and you're heading into, you know, a spring market, what are some of the basic things that you can commit to that you think will help to move the needle the most to get these people back into momentum fast?
Well, the first thing is find someone who is in momentum and make them your accountability buddy, because they're the ones that are actually going to give you the greatest encouragement. They're winning at the same time. They'll give you the enthusiasm. But more importantly, find the numbers that you need to be successful in your marketplace, and just make sure you nail that on a daily basis. Don't look at it at the end of the week. Look at it on a daily basis. Again, then go back to what we do. Maybe it's a listing assessment. Get someone in your office to go, hey guys, I'm really not winning my business. Can someone assess me in my listing assessment? Look at your key mechanics through that. Are your visuals up to space, or are they just really old because you constantly haven't updated for where the market is? But more importantly, be positive to your clients, because clients buy your energy, and the energy is what you bring to the table, because energy and service is what we sell.
Yeah, I think that's the important part. You know, at the end of the day, it's just a feeling. And I always think about the great thing about real estate is you're 3 listings away from a completely different level of emotions, you know, from winning or losing in this business. And that the secret is about finding the data sets. And I think that this is the important part, that, you know, maybe for you right now, if you've been in real estate for more than a year or two, there could be a ton of past clients that you should be calling. And that's a really good conversation. And even if you're only new, are there other agents that might have retired or left the brand, and there's some past clients that O'Brien actually has that no one's actually communicating with? Second big data set is all of those market appraisals you've done. You know, those people had a desire to do something at some point. So where are they at right now? And that's a simple call. You know, hey, Dean, Josh Fegan, we had you down that you were looking to sell, and we popped out to come and give you an idea on the price a few months back. Just thought I'd check in to see how things progressed. What are the next steps? You know, if I had a buyer, could I mention your place, Dean, or should I sell them something else? And, you know, when people use those sorts of delay tactics, like we're 3 or 6 months off, say, okay, great, is it about when you sell or when you settle? If I had a buyer today that wanted to buy but wanted to settle in 6 months' time, what would you want me to do then? Like, you didn't want to prevent someone from coming through, did you? And I think that this is the secret, learning how to overcome those objections and be smooth with it and have the energy. And Dean, I think that's the most important part. How important is the routine for these guys to be able to get back on top?
Routine's everything. Mastering that routine is absolutely everything. You cannot be motivated 24/7. It's nearly impossible. And anyone who thinks they are motivated 24/7 is crazy. But if you can't be motivated, you must have things that trigger you to do the actions that are required. So obviously, your diary. You are what your diary says you are. So get that routine. Get those call sessions in every day, not just when you feel like it, because that's when motivation kicks in and that's when emotion kicks in and makes harder control. Get that checklist in play that when you're actually doing an appraisal, make sure that everything leading up to it is perfect, not just 50% there, because if you're only 50% there, you're only 50% in. So the ability to use that checklist, the ability to use your diary, the ability to create routine is the absolute process and strategy for success. So it's very important.
It just reminds me of my favourite quote, right? Like, the emotion precedes action, yet when you undertake the actions, it completely changes your emotions, right? So you don't feel like making the calls. You make the calls, you get 3 or 4 appointments, and then you just can't get off that phone, you know?
It just keeps going.
And that's the addictive behaviour. So this is a really important time in the real estate industry. Let's get focused and getting plenty of leads sorted for our spring market momentum. And it's that consistency. Every single day, book those appointments, and you will watch success happen for you.
Thanks, JP.